time is 7:47. I believe that we do have Rolene Marks on the air. Well, I think Zanati is just continuing her conversation with her. So whilst Zanati does that, whilst those two catch up on all their news, Rolene, are you with us?
I'm with you. I would never go too far away.
All right. I just thought you and Zanati were busy catching up on all of your news. So there you have it. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about Rosh Hashanah greetings. Tell us about Lieberman's very un-PC Rosh Hashanah greeting.
Well, you know, God bless him, Avigdor Lieberman, our defense minister, is not exactly known for his tact and finesse.
Yes,
and if anybody's expecting something politically correct from Avigdor Lieberman, you've got the wrong Avigdor Lieberman. So every year he releases his Shana Tova greeting, which I have to be honest, because he's got a very, 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 very deep, thick accent, I don't always understand. But he does it in video format. And this year he's done sort of like a parody on, I think it's the Zohan from Don Mess with the Zohan. Others think it's Sasha Baron Cohen. And he's got this how to defend yourself against terroristim. So what has angered a lot of people is he's got this person in a burqa, and you know the mirrors that you stick under the car to look under the car for any kind of explosive attachment. The person who's looking for the terrorist sticks it under the burqa, and it's been called both politically incorrect and offensive, and also offensive to women, because you wouldn't want to stick it's not a mirror, it's a selfie stick. You wouldn't want to stick the selfie stick under somebody's dress or whatever. So he's landed himself, Howard, in a pot of very hot water, has Avigdor Lieberman, as well as saying that, you know, we teach babies in the womb to protect themselves. They come out giving the doctor an uppercut. So some think it's absolutely uproariously, hilariously funny, and others think that, or others are really not amused. But it's Avigdor Lieberman. What else were we expecting?
Yeah, look, I expect very little from him, but I don't understand why this guy doesn't, in all seriousness, get some advice. Why would you want to? Why does he do this repeatedly? He's a well respected in his area of expertise in the Israeli government. He's well respected, but where he falls apart completely is on social media. He almost just doesn't. There's this massive disconnect.
Well, he's known for putting his foot in his mouth, and he's done it with South Africa as well.
Absolutely.
When there have been issues, he's been quite alarmist, and that was in his position as the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I don't know if he's trying to connect to a younger generation or appear hip, but this was on his page, where he's not the defense minister, but rather the leader of the party Israel Biteinu, which is a more right-leaning party. And he's come under tremendous, tremendous criticism. And, you know, unfortunately, in the current climate, I don't think it's going to melt hearts and minds, or connect with hearts and minds and the next generation. I think that this is seriously going to anger people and maybe turn them off a bit. You know, we live in a very, very sexism-sensitive world at the moment. And not just that, is that we, you know, there is a tendency for people to be very, very sensitive to those who are not the same as us. Well, one would hope.
Yeah, well, which is why I just don't really, I just don't get it. But maybe that's me. Tell me about China Radio saying Shana Tova. What's going on there?
Well, this is quite incredible. China Radio International actually has a Hebrew language service, and
what?
I didn't know this.
I had no idea.
Perhaps it would help me with my Hebrew, Howard,
yeah,
because
all of us.
I don't know. sometimes I speak something that, you know, more Hebrewish. Sometimes it's more, you know, language from a Game of Thrones. It's just very bizarre. But this is very, very sweet. There is a Hebrew-speaking Chinese presenter. His name is Itzik Hassini, or Itzik the Chinese, and that's his nom de plume. And he teaches Chinese people who are interested in learning Hebrew. And he's released a greeting where he leads Chinese tourists, workers, residents in Beijing in chants of Shana Tova Umetuka. And I think that it is quite incredible.
Absolutely, it is. Israeli with a fake bomb causes a panic at U.S. airport. I just saw the headline of this story. I didn't actually read the story. What happened?
This is actually quite funny, except, of course, a few Alon Feldman. So Alon Feldman was off to a conference on security. And, excuse me. Frog in my throat, or furball. And he was carrying a very realistic looking bomb in his carry-on luggage as he attempted to board a flight at Newark Airport. I mean, it's harmless, and there's actually a picture of it on the internet. And it was designed to look like a fully assembled bomb when it was x-rayed on the security equipment. So he was detained and charged with creating a false public alarm and interfering with transportation. I know people, I mean, I've had colleagues who have had to transport some really, really dodgy looking devices, you know, devices that might have wires or timers or things poking out. No, they are not bombs, Howard. I'm not sending bombs around the world. But but quite funny. But, you know, shouldn't you declare this to the security officials?
How stupid is he? If he's going to, I'm sorry, but if he's going to a conference on security, then he's well aware of security protocol. And he's well aware what, I mean, he's bringing a bomb specifically that looks like a real bomb in order to demonstrate it. But because it looks like a real bomb, surely he knows that it's going to cause havoc.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. You know, they've had to close several security lanes at the airport. You know, he was flying from Tel Aviv to Panama City in Florida. I mean, when I traveled last week, my biometric passport wasn't read well at the one security check, and, you know, I was questioned for a couple of minutes about, you know, my intentions and where I'm going. But and this guy thinks he can get a replica bomb through a checkpoint with him? I mean, come on.
Yeah, look, clearly not. I'm not sure that he's somebody that we should necessarily be taking wisdom from, therefore, at a security conference. Of course, the negative story of the week is the Paraguay embassy move. They've decided to move back to Tel Aviv. As I said to Anthony Reich yesterday, they must be completely exhausted. I mean, and I certainly hope they haven't unpacked or got rid of all of those boxes, because it'll make life a lot easier. Netanyahu, of course, responded by closing the Israeli embassy in Paraguay. The president of Paraguay coming out now and saying that Israel overreacted to this. So where are we in this story?
Oh, complete balagan. In fact, I actually filmed the story for a news channel yesterday, and the cameraman went to the Paraguayan embassy in Jerusalem, which actually, Howard, was just a room in an office block in Technology Park. I mean, they took their flag and they took their nameplate on the entrance, and they just moved embassy. But really, it is ridiculous and it is exhausting. I mean, you know, musical embassies, you here, you there, you here, you there, but they have said, you know, that President Netanyahu really, really overreacted. Now the Americans have gotten involved, and they're lobbying Paraguay to keep the embassy in Jerusalem. I mean, it's, you know, it's not this huge building; it's actually just a room. And the former president of Paraguay, who actually sanctioned the move, is absolutely furious. He feels betrayed by his successor. Turkey is now deciding that because Paraguay have done this, they're going to open an embassy in the capital of Asuncion. The Arab League is celebrating. It's really just a huge, big balagan.
What do you think is likely to happen?
Well, the Americans are putting the pressure on Paraguay to keep the embassy in Jerusalem, but they've already moved out. And, you know, yesterday they wouldn't let the cameraman into the building. I think they're probably going to go back to Tel Aviv. I think that right now it's not worth the fallout unless the Americans have some kind of success.
Right, and some kind of influence, which of course they do. So that'll make it a very, very interesting. It'll be a very interesting event to follow. Tell us about Israel over Rosh Hashanah. What happens? I mean, I would imagine Israel has basically shut down now because Friday is Sunday and Sunday is Friday, which is Sunday, and Shabbat is Shabbat. So effectively, Israel's closed now forever.
Well, I'm bracing myself, Howard, because I'm going to have to go to the supermarket in a little while. Wow. You know, I don't know if I need to wear a hazmat suit, an explosive suit. You know, I just don't know what to do because I'm going to have to brace the very, very frantic Israeli shoppers this morning. But we know it's Rosh Hashanah when we see not just the pomegranates appearing on our trees, but the Crembo in the supermarkets. And we will start to shut down round about lunchtime on Sunday. It is very, very festive at the moment. Everything is done up with pomegranates and apples and honey and wine. And that's not just, you know, the whining that comes from most of us around this time as we debate what to cook. But it's actually quite incredible to watch the whole country just slow down and embrace this most beautiful, beautiful chag. It's my favorite chag, the chag of renewal, the chag of a new year. And I just want to take this opportunity not just to wish you all Shabbat Shalom, but to wish you all Shana Tova Umetukame. We all be inscribed for an abundant, beautiful, and blessed year.
Amen, amen. And Roland Marks, from all of us here at Chai FM, we thank you for all of your incredible amount of your incredible commitment to us here in South Africa, your continued updates, your enthusiasm, your positivity when it comes to reporting the news in Israel. And may you and your family be blessed with health, with happiness, and with joy for the new year.